This is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Legal matter, baby. You got me on the run. It's a legal matter, baby. A legal matter from now on.
Welcome back to it on a Thursday, live from Grand Rapids at the Amway Grand for the 2018 Pure Michigan Governors Conference on Tourism. Tourism doing great in Michigan as the economy continues to, continues to make its way back from where it was and doing much better and people spending money. Just a great event right now going on at the Amway Grand. By the way, if you're looking for a job, there's a job fair being held here today as part of the Tourism Conference, the Governor's Tourism Conference, 1 to 4 today at the Amway Grand in Grand Rapids. If you or somebody you know is looking for a job, find a place in the hospitality industry, get you all set up. Speaking of the economy, my next guest here, Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. I know that obviously the chamber watches the economy closer than, well, probably just about anybody, making sure that policies and procedures are in place to take care of Michigan business. And I know today you're here because you've got some important announcements, endorsements, if you will, concerning the race for governor, concerning the Michigan Supreme Court. Okay, let's start with the governor's race. What has the chamber decided, and who are you going to go ahead and back and endorse today?
Michigan's governor, whoever that person is a powerful and influential leader. State government can have either a positive or negative impact on Michigan's economic competitiveness, and over the past 30 years, frankly, we've seen both. That is why for over 30 years, the Michigan Chamber is member-driven and policy-focused in our approach to business advocacy. That includes supporting business-friendly candidates for state office. We have endorsed candidates for governor for decades. The Michigan Chamber endorsed John Engler when he ran for governor and re-election. The Michigan Chamber endorsed Rick Snyder when he ran for governor and re-election. And last week we announced that after careful consideration, after reviewing and discussing information regarding all 19 candidates for governor, the Michigan Chamber's PAC board voted unanimously to support Attorney General Bill Schuette for governor because of his background and experience at the state and federal level, his leadership skills, his bold vision for the future, and strong support for employees and employers on economic issues.
19. I had no idea there were that many people in the race to be governor here in the state of Michigan. You're going with Bill Schuette, the current attorney general. I guess I'm just surprised by the size of the field there, Rich.
There are 19 different candidates for governor on both sides of the aisle. Obviously, some of them are more well-known than others, in an effort to be fair to leading candidates. Last year, Dr. Hines, a Republican, spoke to the Michigan Chamber's Board of Directors. Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, also spoke to the Michigan Chamber's Board of Directors. And because of early media coverage, we know a lot about the candidates on both the Democratic and Republican side of the aisle. And many of the leading candidates for governor are public officials with a track record of accomplishment in the jobs that they have. Our statement of endorsement and support for Bill Schuette was entirely positive. We understand people of goodwill can look at different candidates for statewide office and reach different conclusions. We're respectful about that. And I've also been emphasizing that all of the candidates for governor, Democrat and Republican, deserve credit for putting their hat in the ring. We appreciate that. This is the first time in 8 years we've had an open seat for governor, and our view at the Michigan Chamber is that's just too important of a race for the Michigan Chamber to sit on its hands and not make an endorsement.
I think that's fair. So one of the other announcements we're going to discuss here today, something that people don't necessarily think about when it comes to business, but you're weighing in on the state Supreme Court races. And I don't know that people normally think, well, gosh, I need to be proactive about my business by supporting this judge or that judge. Please explain that.
Whether you're a working family thinking about purchasing property and building a home or starting a farm, it's important that we have a stable and predictable legal climate. A stable and predictable legal climate is very important for business. And for employees, will the courts uphold valid contracts or collective bargaining agreements? Governor Snyder has an extraordinary track record of appointing excellent jurists to the Michigan Supreme Court. We're very proud of our work with the governor on legal reform and very supportive of both members of the Michigan Supreme Court who are running for re-election, incumbent Justices Curtis Wilder and Beth Clement. Justices Wilder and Clement were appointed by Governor Snyder. Having a rule of law court that won't legislate from the bench is very important to all of us who live and work in Michigan. And that's why, again, last week, the Michigan Chamber's PAC Board of Directors voted unanimously to support the re-election of Justices Curtis Wilder and Elizabeth or Beth Clement to the Michigan Supreme Court. And we share your concern, Steve. Often there's so much focus at the top of the ticket that people forget to vote on these important nonpartisan questions at the end of the ballot, both justices for the Supreme Court and ballot proposals. Sometimes the fall off at the bottom of the ticket can be as much as 25% or more. So it's important that your listeners get out and vote. And when they go to the polls in November, which is just 8 months away, or when they go to the polls in the August primary, which is just 5 months away, to remember to vote for all of the candidates running for office.
Man, it's going to be a busy year, Rich, as you know. Rich Dudley here, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, weighing in favor of those two justices, plus Bill Schuette for governor, is where we are standing today. But as you look at November 2018, of course, a couple of important ballot measures coming up. We've got a couple of minutes left here. And as you see things developing here, Rich, are there some things you're concerned about that could end up in front of Michigan voters come November?
We're concerned about the trend of government regulation by petition drive. For better or worse, Michigan has a full-time legislature. We believe strongly that all interested parties should have the opportunity to participate in making good public policy decisions. The best way to do that is through the give and take of the legislative process, regardless of whether the legislature is controlled by Democrats or Republicans. The introduction of a bill, a committee meeting, a public hearing, a healthy debate is what we need on important public policy issues, whether it's energy, environment, tax policy, labor law. Part of the challenge we have with the current situation regarding medical marijuana is it is a poorly drafted statute that was adopted by a petition drive. Another trend that we're really concerned about is because the signature requirements are fairly low in Michigan, increasingly we're seeing individuals who do not live and work in Michigan, like California billionaire Tom Steyer, who's pledged $10 million for a petition drive to have an energy mandate in Michigan. He's pledged $10 million to do that in Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, kind of a cookie-cutter approach to energy policy. It's best for Michigan's employees and employers if Michigan's energy policy is decided by the Michigan legislature or Michiganders. This trend of out-of-state groups parachuting money into Michigan and then leaving our state is not a positive development.
Rich Dudley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Always an education. Rich, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, Steve. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.